Looking back on 2021, Cambridge Mayor Catherine McGarry says she's proud of all that was accomplished. And with so many community projects underway, there is much to look forward to in the new year. It's great to talk about the positives because there really are so many. We did a whole lot this year, McGarry said. I'm so excited about the refresh of our recreation sites. The new soccer site, in partnership with Conestoga College, will provide increased opportunities for our local teams and tourism. Cambridge City Council approved the design of a new soccer facility on Fountain Street. The new $9.5 million soccer complex will be located at 880 Linden Drive and will include 3 synthetic turf fields and 4 natural playing fields, as well as a 6,500-square-foot building with washrooms, change rooms, a multi-purpose space, staff room and equipment storage. The soccer complex is anticipated to open for public use in spring of 2023. Moving forward with the Preston Memorial Auditorium, which will include 2 NHL-sized ice rinks, we are really excited about this new amenity that is coming, McGarry said. The cost comes in at $1.5 million for 2022, which adds 1.21% on the tax rate, or $17.24 per household. We had the lowest tax increase in Cambridge on record in 2020. This year, we landed in a good spot, but due to the Preston Auditorium build, there is an increase. This was a tough decision, but we listened to our residents, and we are very grateful for their input as this project moves forward, McGarry said. This will bring great opportunities for our local hockey teams, ice skaters and tourism. A new recreation complex is also in the works as building moves forward in Southeast Galt. The recreation complex is expected to be completed in 2025. The modern, multi-purpose facility will include a 10-lane, 25-meter swimming pool, a warm water leisure pool, gymnasiums, a running track, multi-purpose rooms and a branch location of Idea Exchange Cambridge Public Library. This is a unique partnership with both school boards and the library. It will be a true community hub, McGarry said. We want Cambridge to be a friendly city. We are targeting social supports. Habitat for Humanity is building on Chance Hill. In August, ground was broken for 20 stacked town homes on Chance Hill Road to house local families. We are so excited about a partnership with University of Waterloo as we look at a tiny homes project, McGarry said. City Council endorsed a partnership with the School of Architecture at the University of Waterloo. The joint project studies how tiny homes can be included in an affordable housing strategy for the city. The City of Cambridge will continue to work towards increasing our affordable housing supply, McGarry said. The decision for the Consumption and Treatment Site, CTS, in Cambridge was a major milestone for council this past year. Cambridge Council endorsed 150 Main Street as the preferred location for the site. I refuse to let more people die needlessly. Inaction exacerbates the issue. Another deferral will be deadly, Mayor Catherine McGarry told City Council last October. With the wraparound services there, this was the easier path to ensure that we can move forward quickly to change the tone of the conversation and make sure that we're saving lives. McGarry is excited with all of the new developments happening in Cambridge. There is a building underway, including condos at 195 Hespler Road. We look forward to finding ways to add density in our downtown core, such as the project with Pearl Hospitality, which will add a 5-star hotel and condo units as part of the downtown core revitalization project, McGarry said. There are more housing projects underway in downtown Galt, and we've continued to invest on the East Sidelands as we are seeing increased interest from businesses who want to set up there. McGarry says it is great to see the ongoing interest in Cambridge as a film location. Our film office has an excellent reputation in the film industry, she said. McGarry says that in the core area improvement plan, there are a number of new programs for investments and financial incentives for property owners. Many are interested. This will spur growth and change, McGarry said. Cambridge Connected is our strategic plan of priorities to make Cambridge a vibrant and livable city. This strategic planning framework helps set the stage for decision-making, priority setting and ongoing performance management in the City of Cambridge. We've had lots of input and priorities listed as we move forward, McGarry said. McGarry says she is most proud of how the city has continued to navigate the pandemic. We have constantly pivoted and looked ahead. And city staff were always looking for new ways to keep everyone engaged during lockdown, McGarry said. Within our long-term care sector, primary care and hospitals, we have seen the excellent care given to our citizens. In 2022, McGarry says there will be a move to improve overall community well-being. We will be looking more closely at safety for residents, working with social service providers and police in taking aim at improved road safety, McGarry said. We are piloting decreased speed limits in 3 residential areas. We are looking at radar signboards and initiatives for photo cameras around schools. McGarry says she is pleased with support received for active transportation trails and cycling routes throughout the city as well as reimagining Riverside Park's amenities. We are also very excited to partner with organizations to improve our tree canopy, McGarry said. McGarry looks forward the new year ahead. So much is happening, even in times of COVID-19. But we have been strategic with our tax rate. And so much work is being done with our critical services. We are well positioned to recover from this pandemic, McGarry said. I'm so proud of our team and our city.